Addled, written by Stephen Dick and Chris Grady. Episode 2, The Big Split.
Do we have to go so fast? They're not going to leave without us.
You know, I hate being late.
Yeah, I remember when you found out you were pregnant with Theo. We still need to get that wall replastered.
Well, I was punching for two. Well, hey, there you go. This is a good pace.
It is, isn't it? Maybe Francis will let us all ride together now. No more of that fast team, slow team nonsense.
Yeah, well, that'll be great, obviously. But you know what he's like with his rules? Bloody Francis.
Yeah. Almost anyone would make a better leader than him. Who died and left him in charge, anyway?
That would be his dad.
Ah.
So, anyone for a sausage roll before we set off again? Wasn't going to, but work was doing a 2-for-1.
I thought you normally stole from your shop.
Oh, I do, but a good deal's a good deal, Mark. And I've got a sausage roll-shaped hole that needs filling.
And there goes my appetite. Can you eat quickly, please? I still want to catch the fast team if we can. And we've just wasted 10 minutes waiting for Brennan to finish screaming at that driver.
He wouldn't stop honking his horn.
Train drivers are allowed to.
Well, don't get me wrong. It'd be nice to see the others, but I'm loving our wee slow group. I miss looking at Jack, obviously, but don't miss all that testosterone flying around.
I'm not missing Dawn either.
Well, I am. Francis should be ashamed of himself, segregating a husband and wife like this. Not to mention treating you two like second-class citizens.
That's true. He's wanted to relegate us for months.
And why? Because he's a monster on an ego trip. Someone should say something.
You might have a point, but he won't listen to a Fred. Fred.
He'll listen to this one. Not that I'm saying I'm afraid.
Are you sure you won't have a sausage roll? We've still got 10 more to get through.
You do know you don't have to eat them all. Right, come on. Dawn might have left by now.
Nah, they're still at the beer garden.
How do you know?
I can see them. Look, other side of the bypass.
Why didn't you say anything? Everybody up! Let's go!
We've got miles to go. They'll be gone before we get there.
Not if we cross the bypass.
What? No chance!
All right, come on. You can have the sausage rolls back on the other side.
Oi! Oh, bring them back! Mark!
Hey, don't leave me on my own. First rule of cycling. If we travel as a group, it's much safer. Jesus!
Right, I'm off to the urinals. I'll be back in 1:30. Jack, will you join me?
No, I'm good, Francis. You fire away.
Scared, are you? Start the clock.
Since when has Francis been challenging you to literal pissing contests?
Oh, last week I finished before him, so now he's hell-bent on revenge. The thing is, I really need to go. It's like at work with the Pamela situation all over again.
We went over this at Pamela's tribunal. She didn't invite you to the toilets to race you at peeing.
She never really went into detail.
And that's why she only got a verbal warning. But Francis is just getting a bit more competitive now we've cast off the stabilizers.
You can't call the slow team stabilizers.
They're slower, that's all. Don't mean it like it's a bad thing. Mark's really impressed me at how he's thrown himself into all this.
But
the only time I get to go as quick as I want is
after you've split.
Don't tell him that, though. He likes blaming Francis, and that suits me just fine.
Stop the clock. I was aiming for a personal best, a PB. A PB. Jack?
70 seconds. Really impressive.
Yes! You know, I ask a lot of it, but my bladder always delivers. It thrives on pressure.
Now I need to go. Back in a minute.
A minute? Why does everything have to be a competition with you?
Well, if Dawn's gone now, then I might...
No, you both had your chance earlier. Time to saddle up.
Oh, it's uphill round this corner. Easier to keep the pressure off when you're out the saddle.
Can you guys hear something?
Dawn? Oh, fancy bumping into you here. Got time for a drink?
I can see my knuckle bone. It's not where it should be.
What were you all thinking, racing downhill around a blind corner?
I missed my wife.
Only just. Poor Jack wasn't so lucky. Where does it hurt, pal?
The bladder.
Can Can someone tell me what happened?
Mark's got a death wish. That's what happened.
He lured us across the bypass with a trail of sausage rolls.
You crossed the bypass on foot? You could have been killed, idiot.
Don't call me an idiot. I mean, we're wearing our helmets.
This is all my fault for thinking that a Fred could be trusted without adult supervision.
This has nothing to do with me being a Fred, which I'd love you all to stop calling me, by the way, and everything, actually, to do with your cycling apartheid.
Apartheid?
And the only way to fix apartheid...
He's actually doubling down on the apartheid thing, on yourself, Fred.
...is with full integration and regime change. Bren and Sue agree with me, so what are you going to do about that?
Ignore them.
That's a shame.
Well, we gave it a try.
No. This is a club for all abilities. It says so on your website.
I wish you'd stop reading that thing. Fast team, what do you think?
Well, I agree with my husband, obviously, but Jack might not.
Mm. I don't think Mark and Don work well together in the same cycle group.
Hang on, what was with that massive pause?
Jack's right, but there's obviously a problem here, so... From now on, Mark should join the fast team to learn from us.
Good call.
And Dawn will join the slow team so they can learn from her.
Oh.
Bad call! If you put the fast with the slow and the slow with the fast, we'll all end up going at the same pace together again anyway. So, I think it's brilliant. And we should all get behind Francis.
Obviously, the groups will be setting off at different times to make sure that doesn't happen.
Oh, then I'm back to objecting.
Yeah, we don't want to ride with Dawn either. When she gets in the zone, she can be pretty brutal.
Thanks a lot, losers.
Told you.
Yeah, but they're right. It's a terrible idea.
Oh, what a shame no one agrees with me. But under Clause 3, Subsection 4 of Easy Rider's rules, I, as group leader and official orthodontist, say it's my way or the highway.
We already crossed the highway.
Don't send me back there. Too close. Too close.
Now that revolution has been suitably crushed, I'd say it's time for Mark's first lesson in cultivating strength and a strong sense of focus. Do you have a stopwatch?
Yes.
Well, what are you doing sitting there? Join me in the urinals.
Night, Theo. Sleep tight. Mark. You've been ages in the bathroom.
I'll be out in a minute.
I need your advice on how to make Brennan and Sue listen to me.
1 minute. I'm just trying something different.
Oh, that's way too intriguing. Let me in, Fred.
Don't you start with that. Hang on.
Oh, right. That's...
Francis said a good way to shave off vital seconds was to... Shave off...
All of your downstairs!
It was only meant to be the legs, but then I got a bit carried away experimenting and now it looks like Cyril Sneer.
It totally looks like Cyril Sneer!
Well, all Francis's other suggestions worked. My posture's better, other cyclists don't smirk at me nearly as much.
Oh, they haven't seen Cyril. Since when do you listen to Francis?
Since he stopped calling me Fred. I know I give him a hard time, but he's a lot to deal with being in charge. It's like teaching... You lead by example, fix bloody knees. It can be hard to connect with everyone.
Especially when your personality type is Francis. I'm starting to wish your revolution had been successful. At least then I wouldn't be stuck at the back with Tweedled slow and Tweedled stopped.
Are you saying you want to be in charge?
I can't even get two of them to listen to me. Never mind everyone. I'd be useless.
I was in the slow team with them for ages. Their priorities are different, but they do want to get better. Go for a pub lunch. Take the pressure off. Trust me. They'll listen to anything you have to say.
You think?
Yes. So long as you're paying.
Dawn's phone. Oh, sorry, Pamela. She's still not back from lunch. I don't know what's keeping her. No, I don't need to go to the toilets. Oh, she's back. I'll send her in.
Hey, look who's here.
Make way for slow team. No, we need a new name.
Where the hell have you been?
Oh, Work Jack's grumpier than Cycle Jack.
Well, you were due back over an hour ago. I had to cover for you with Pamela.
Ah, balls. I forgot all about that. Did she try and get you to?
Yes.
Don't be angry with Dawn. It was our fault for losing track of time.
It just happened. We were chatting, someone opened a bottle of wine.
One thing led to another.
Next thing you know, we had
I don't need to hear every detail of your threesome. Thanks very much.
We didn't have a threesome. We had a pudding.
I would have noticed a threesome.
Three of you hanging out together What else would you call it?
Certainly not a threesome. Nobody has had a threesome. Hi, Pamela. No, nobody's had a threesome. Jack got the wrong end of the stick.
Oh, that can happen in a threesome.
Okay, yeah, I'll be right through. Pamela is pissed. She's demanding Jack takes his shirt off and comes in with me.
Oh, but I'll stay to watch him do that and then we better be off.
He's not doing it. But I do need to sort this out. Same time tomorrow?
Number twos. I'll keep working on it.
Really, you're having another three-way with them tomorrow?
Still not the right terminology. And what's your tone there, little Jack?
Sorry, but you've never been late in the whole time I've known you. It's weird.
Don't worry. I know exactly what I'm doing. Hello? Pamela? Ah, yeah, I forgot again. I'll be right in. Yes. I'll bring Jack and two witnesses.
That's good, Theo, but try not to splash too much or you'll get water in Mummy's yogurt.
What? Soon I have to crate from work and they go off today.
This is a sports facility. There are rules here.
All right, Professor Sportington. Point to the sign that says I can't snack and swim.
No yogurt in the pool!
It's not in a pool, it's in a tub. Dude, fine! It's finished.
Mummy, can I jump off the diving board?
That one there? I don't know.
It's tiny. Of course you can.
Be careful, though. It's slippy. You might fall and brain yourself.
It's not like you to be so cautious.
Oh, you sound like Jack.
If only. The man's got a voice like warm treacle.
Well, he's using it to say that hanging out with the slow team has cost me my edge.
He might have a point. If there's one thing I've learned about fast team is you need to step out of your comfort zone once in a while.
You need to get your hand out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, it's the hair growing back, it's itchy.
Seriously, stop it. There's kids in the pool.
Speaking of kids, where's Theo?
Mommy, Daddy, look up here.
Theo? That's an Olympic height diving board.
Stop making it sound cool.
Whatever you do, don't...
Whee!
No drowning in the pool.
Is he okay?
Theo, say something.
Again.
No, no, never again. Lifetime ban. How did we let this happen?
I should have gone up with him. It's my fault. Jack was right. I've totally lost my edge.
No, I should never have said it was okay, even to go on the small one.
The small one would have been fine, you wuss.
Yeah, I am the wuss. See? This is more like us.
Yeah. This role reversal isn't good for anyone, especially Theo. Francis has basically nearly killed our child.
Bloody Francis. Where's Theo?
Oh, no. Oh, not again. No, Theo!
Francis, your next patient's running late.
Fine.
How much?
£10 for every minute I'm left twiddling my thumbs. And a further £5 a thumb.
And how are you waiting? Will I show your friends then?
What friends?
Knock, knock.
We were in the area taking Theo swimming and...
And Theo is someone I should know?
Our son, Theo.
You've not once mentioned a child the entire time I've known you.
I talk about him all the time.
I have a GoPro that records sound, Dawn. Do you really want to go down this road?
So the reason we're here...
We want to get back to everyone cycling together. You know, no more division.
We've been through this. No.
Oh, come on, Francis. We can't do this anymore. You have to sort it out.
I don't have to do anything. This is my club. The very club my very father very founded. If you're having marriage trouble, it's not up to me to sort it out.
Marriage trouble?
What marriage trouble?
It's pretty obvious. You've stepped into each other's shoes for a second and didn't like the fit.
No. What shoes? This is about cycling.
You're loving this, aren't you? Splitting us up and swapping us over like you're the director of Love Island on an ego trip.
You think you could run the club better than me?
A half-eaten Satsuma could run the club better than you. And so could I.
Yeah, what Dawn said. Marriage trouble. Totally united.
I'm no longer comfortable having you in my workplace.
You're never comfortable. That's what comes from having no buttocks.
I do so have buttocks.
Now that you mention it, where do you keep them? I mean,
There is literally nothing back there.
No, I don't want you in my cycle club, either of you.
Well, that's fine by me.
And if it's fine by Dawn, then it's fine by me.
Fine.
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 Much this time.
Mr. Nichols, there's a very handsome man here to see you. Very handsome man for Mr. Nichols.
Jack? What's going on?
Good morning, Mr. Nichols.
It's 12:30.
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Is
Dawn okay?
Yeah. But she didn't know I'm here. I've come on behalf of the other members, not including Francis.
So, Brennan and Sue?
Yeah, all those guys, yeah. We miss you, both. And if you apologise to Francis for challenging his leadership, he'll let you back in.
Dawn once gave all of Theo's friends food poisoning, and instead of saying sorry, she banned him from seeing any of them ever again.
Dawn once brought a sandwich into work and gave me half because I'd forgotten to bring anything.
Okay, my anecdote was to explain that Dawn's not too hot on apologies.
Oh, I didn't realise that, so mine was just an anecdote about her.
I see that now. Good one.
I know that she'd never apologise, so that's why I came to you. And the others want you and Dawn to come back almost as much as I want Dawn. And you to come back.
There's that pause again. Can we talk about that pause? Sit down, Jack. The bell's for me, not for you. Come on. Why are you really here?
Because she wants to come back. I know she does. And you are the only one that can make that happen. Dawn says that once you put your mind to something, you never, ever let it go. And I think she meant that in a good way.
Yeah, but see, Francis is pretty switched on. And if Dawn won't apologise, then I'd need to, like, I don't know, trick him into it. And I just don't think I'm the right man for that job.
That does not sound like the Mark Nichols Dawn's told me about.
Ah, you're thinking of my cousin, Mark Nichols. He's in prison for fraud. Well, I could call him. Okay, happy with the plan?
Yep, totally.
Why do you look so freaked out then?
Because we are in Kilmarnock and somehow in a Wimpy.
It's one of only four in the whole of Scotland. Oh, here he comes.
Dawn, Mark, glad you could make it.
What's he doing here? I thought we were out for a romantic burger dinner.
We are, honey. Don't be angry. Let's just order some food. Excuse me. Three big wimps?
So,
one question, just before we get started.
Is it, why are we in a Wimpy?
It is. It's, why are we in a Wimpy?
All disciplinary meetings are held in a Wimpy. My dad loved Wimpy. That's why I refused to take the club to any other fast food place. So, while we have a civilised wait, I believe you wanted to apologise.
Why do you think that?
You're missing the group. I thought seeing Francis away from the others would make apologising easier.
I have nothing to apologise for. So he can shove my non-existent apology up his non-existent arse.
I do so have an arse. We are done.
Wait! What if you only let me back in?
What? Interesting.
I'm sorry, but cycling has made me fitter, healthier, more sociable.
More spineless. You're a...
Big wimp.
Yes. Excellent timing. Thank you.
Dawn can walk into any cycle group she wants, but you... You have improved me in a way I'd never get anywhere else. I belong with the easy riders.
Mark, and only Mark, you're back.
And that's official?
With this firm 5-second handshake, I re-welcome you aboard.
In that case, under Section 14B, Subsection 8C, I hereby call a leadership contest.
What? No, you can't.
Any active member can trigger a leadership contest at any time. All they have to do is be in the vicinity of the current leader...
In a Kilmarnock Wimpy.
You are both in on this.
And the others will be here any second for the vote. That'll teach you to mess with our marriage.
Me? I'm the least of your problems.
What's that supposed to mean?
Who cares? I'm going to be leader.
Oh,
All votes are in. We have six from myself, Jack, Francis, Brennan, Sue, and Dawn.
I'm so glad my father was killed in a car crash.
What? Why?
So he doesn't have to see his rules being misused in this way.
We'll say that bit next time then and leave out the car crash.
As the member who called the vote, it falls to me to read out the results. Vote one is for Brennan.
Yes.
Bye, Brennan.
It's a secret ballot. How do you even know it's me? Not that it is.
Because whoever it is has written me and scored it out, then written Brennan in massive angry capital letters.
Voting for yourself. Classy move.
You're jealous because I'm winning.
Brennan, we all agreed to vote for Dawn.
Did you hear that? This is a stitch-up. They've colluded.
No rules against collusion.
What? Oh, I am so glad my dad is dead.
I changed my mind about Dawn. I want to be the leader so we can all go really slowly and safely.
I quit.
Don't worry. It won't happen again if everyone sticks to the plan. Vote two is from Sue.
How do you...
Chocolate fingers.
No, fair cop.
And Sue has voted for... Sue.
Classy move, Sue.
Vote three is for Francis.
And vote five, Francis.
Of course I voted for me. I'm the logical choice.
The lead is tied.
It's a three-way.
He's still not getting that right, buddy.
Three votes, and it's Nick and Nick. Jack's vote now, which we know because even his handwriting is annoyingly pretty.
Get on with it.
Jack voted for Dawn, and... No, it's Dawn's vote, which I know because it's not mine, is decisively for me.
I didn't want you to get no votes.
That's really sweet of you.
Besides, you seem kind of desperate, you know, to vote for yourself.
Ah.
That hurts, not gonna lie.
Can't wait for her to be in charge.
But your vote should settle things anyway, shouldn't it?
Maybe we should have a recount.
We don't need a recount. It's one all between everyone except me.
Aw, poor Jack. Hug?
No, thanks. Chocolate fingers.
Tell us who you voted for, Fred.
You see, the thing is...
Oh, give me that. He voted for himself.
What?
No, right.
What about the plan?
I thought everyone else was going to vote for you and I didn't want to get no votes. You know how insecure I am.
Oh, so that's it agreed then. With two votes, Mark is the new leader of the Easy Riders.
Boo!
I'm with you, Brennan. Boo!
Boo!
Don't boo, guys!
Boo!
So, my mum's going to give Theo his tea, then drop him back here and put him to bed so he'll be asleep when we get back from our cycle.
Okay, I admit it. Your mum's better than my mum.
Yes! In your face, Morag. Why is your face tripping you, dear leader?
Because they were still booing me last week and you only stopped doing it yesterday.
They'll be fine. Not everyone's as fun as me and I had a few control issues to work through, but I'm fine now. You won that vote fair and square, sort of.
So, you don't think I should step down then?
No way! You just have to prove you can do what Francis did while taking great care not to do anything that Francis did.
Oh, that sounds impossible, but I'm going to give it a go. And... I might have an idea that will put Fred to bed once and for all. Here we are, everyone! Disembark!
This is so exciting. So exciting, Mark. I'm so excited!
Okay, no more glucose tablets for Sue, everyone.
Yeah, I agree.
This was a great idea, Mark. Really, inspired leadership.
Well, that's what I was going for. It's a shame Francis stayed away. Never wanted him to feel unwelcome.
It's his choice. He'll come round.
As soon as he's accepted that his reign is over and we are officially in the age of Fred. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, it's your finger on the button now, Mark. Press it!
All right, of course. Here we go!
Welcome to Chunky Burger Drive-Thru. What can I get for you today?
Well, hello. Could I please get 4 cheeseburger meals, please, and 1 low-carb burger meal, but with no fries, no drink, and no burger?
Low-carb means no bun. So, Jack's having lettuce and tomato.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good here.
Drive to the next window.
Who wants a body like his if it means eating drive-through lettuce, right, Mark?
Thanks for that, Sue.
Where's your car?
Our vehicles are right here.
Needs to be a car, mate.
You said this would be easy, Chief.
I trusted you.
We are legitimate road users. We have every right to be here.
What's your problem, pal? You want some of this? Is that it? Bit of this? We side order of that?
Sue, can you please have a word with him?
Put your bike down, Brennan.
You're all going to have to move on.
Please, serve us. I made a huge deal about this with my group. If I fail now, you have no idea how bad it's going to make me look.
You're dressed head to camel toe in neon lycra, pal. You can't look much worse. Oh, my mistake. Here come the tears.
It's windy!
Beep, beep!
Go on!
What have you done?
Typical! That guy's windshield's burst my tyres. Nice going, Mark.
The driver's getting out. Oh, wow, he's massive.
On you go, Chief. Have a word.
Me? This is your mess.
But Francis always steps in at this bit, in case it turns nasty.
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously, I do it myself, but I hate violence.
I'm not a massive fan either.
That's a shame, because it looks like it's this guy's favourite thing in the whole world.
I could go over. I'm no fighter, but I do heal quickly.
That's so good of you, Jack. I'll come with you. Mark, stay here.
No. I am leader now. If it's my responsibility to risk being punched in the face, then that is what I will do. Wait here.
It's not going to come to that.
Punched in the face, eh?
We appreciate you fitting us in.
You have the teeth with you?
One had a silver filling. There was a magpie, so it's not in there.
I'll get started. No, I can't understand you.
He says sorry for pushing you out, and he wants you to come back as leader of the Easy Riders.
You were both to blame, if I recall correctly, which I do. Will there be two apologies?
Mark takes full responsibility. But he should never have blamed you for things that were going wrong between us. You didn't deserve that. He's very sorry.
Okay. But I do have a condition.
He says that explains a lot.
Sorry, slip of the fingers. I want your word that I won't have to worry about a coup every time we stop for a 68-second comfort break.
New record?
Unofficial.
Well, I won't be up to anything. And all he wants is to be accepted as one of the regular guys.
In that case, let's make it official. Welcome back, Dawn. And welcome back, Fred.
Saddled, with Mark played by Greg McHugh. Dawn by Lucianne McAvoy. Brennan by Richard Gadd. Jack by Richard Rankin. Francis by Robin Lane. And Sue by Sally Reed, with other voices supplied by Tom Urie. The producer was Gus Beattie. Saddled is a Gusman production for BBC Radio Scotland.